Now, verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Had you ever stopped to think that all the government projects that these kings in that day, for instance, Jehoiakim and Jehoiachin and Zedekiah, these boys all had, you know, certain bureaus and certain government projects. They were going to improve Jerusalem. They were going to deal with the ecology. They were going to do away with the slums. They had a poverty program. They had all of those things. And Jeremiah wasn't even paid any attention to in that day. They ignored him. But now, friends, about not quite 3,000 years have rolled around. Let's say 2,700 years have gone by. Could any of you mention those government projects today? Can you ever tell me anything that Zedekiah ever did that was worthwhile? Can you mention anything that Jehoiachin or Jehoiakim did? Friends, they just not mentioned. They did nothing good. And yet in that day, what they were doing, everybody thought was the thing and the popular thing. But this man Jeremiah was ignoring. But who are we reading today? We're reading Jeremiah. These are the words of God, my friend. These are the things that are going to survive, and they're going to survive today. You and I are living in a nation that no longer hears God. They don't hear him in Washington. They're not hearing him in the universities or in the classroom today. And they're not hearing God today in the military. They're not hearing God among the scientists. But God is speaking, and his word will survive. Oh, this is such a great book, is it not? And now he says, God says, I'm really going to make you the one in charge. And poor little Jeremiah, he's wanting to retire even before he gets the job. Now, verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Now, these are the things that called him to the prophetic office. And now God gives them these two as tremendous examples. First is this, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Now the almond was known as the waker or the watcher. It's the first one that bloomed in the spring. It was the one that actually was a tree that came out of the long night of winter to bloom in the spring. And Jeremiah was to be an alarm clock, a waker. He was going to wake them up, but they didn't like to be waked up. No one who's asleep wants to be waked up. Alarm clock is the most unpopular thing in the world. In the dormitory where I was, every alarm clock was battered up. I've thrown one against the wall many a morning. Alarm clock is not popular. And here, that's what this man's going to be. He's going to be a waker. That's one thing. Verse 13, and I should read verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I'm going to give you a word that's wake them up. He's going to shake them. He did too, by the way. Verse 13, and the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Well, now, what was the seething pot? Well, that was Egypt, and Assyria were no longer a danger to the southern kingdom of Judah. But round that fertile crescent in the north, there was a boiling pot, the rising power of Babylon, which was to eventually destroy the nation. And this man, Jeremiah, is to constantly warn them of what is going to happen to the nation. Now he says, for lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come. They shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem and against all the walls thereof round about and against all the cities of Judah. You see, God, a century before, had delivered Jerusalem. Now the false prophets are all running around and saying that God's going to do this again. You see, at that time, the prophets of the past, they're gone. Hosea, Joel, Amos, Micah, and Nahum, All of them together were contemporary with Isaiah, and they've now passed off the scene. I think Zephaniah and Habakkuk were still living, and Ezekiel and Obadiah, they were contemporary, but they're not going to prophesy until you get down yonder to the captives in Babylon, by the rivers of Babylon, by the canals down there. And Daniel is to prophesy later on. So this man here, he stands alone, and he is to utter these judgments that are to come upon the nation. Now, what will be the reaction to this? Verse 19, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Go ahead, Jeremiah. They're going to resist you. They won't listen to the message, but you give the message. And that's our business today, by the way. Oh, this is a tremendous chapter, is it not?